Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
A lot of people, when they go out on a date, like to wait for the perfect moment to go in for that first kiss.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You have to. You don't so just like dive in at the moment.
It's panic inducing trying to figure it out.
For some people, that happens at the very end of the night while you're walking them back to their car.
Oh, classic.
For Brooke, it happens 3 seconds after she makes eye contact.
Also classic.
Yeah. Now, what was your name?
Oh my God.
But for one of our listeners, Barry, he says the perfect moment actually came after the date was over, which I don't really know what that means.
What?
Was he by himself?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. I have that happy moment too when I'm alone.
Okay.
I guess we're going to find out in just a second. But first, let's say hi to him. Barry, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh.
Hey.
So Barry.
What?
Is it just me or did we have a moment right there?
You did not have a moment.
Maybe they did.
I'm sensing something.
No one heard it.
Don't rain on people's moments, Jose.
I'm not. I think I would have felt it. I'm in the moment as well.
Barry?
I'm all here.
I'm leaning in. I don't know about you, Barry.
Yeah.
Are you leaning?
I'm here.
Okay, that's a rejection.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ouch.
All right, never mind.
Jeff.
Well, I guess tell us about the girl that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Sky.
Ooh, and how'd you meet Sky? That's always our next question.
She's friends with my buddy's girlfriend, so kind of a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a good start.
Good, yeah.
Had you guys hung out quite a bit prior to your date?
We actually met for the very first time on our first date.
Oh. So it was like a setup then?
Not really a setup. My friend put us in touch, and then we started texting each other. And
yeah, when your friend puts you in touch with somebody to go on a date with them, that's called a setup.
Yeah,
that's what it is. If you haven't seen them, that's a blind date.
They didn't, plan the date or anything.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, again, when you set friends up, you don't make dinner reservations.
You're not like, here you guys go together. Do you want to get married now?
See you at Olive Garden on Saturday. Don't be late. I've already made reservations.
I'm an event planner now for your entire life.
All right, so...
We're just teasing, man.
Yeah, they connected the two of you.
Yeah.
And you guys agreed to go out?
Yeah, I mean, we texted back and forth for about a week or so. And
what was that like?
We, had good chemistry over text. And at one point she mentioned she was a really good cook. And I jokingly you better prove it.
Oh.
That is actually a really good response.
That is.
That's exactly
nice work.
Taking control.
Yeah. So she invited me over for dinner. You know, it's a challenge accepted, right?
Nice.
Awesome. Oh, man.
All right.
Uncooked meal.
I know, and you're already going over to her place. I mean, what were you feeling? Were you excited? Nervous?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's kind of like a big move for a first date, especially when you haven't met someone before. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a really good sign. It means she trusts you, too.
Yeah, because women don't invite just any guy to their home.
Well, I think it says a lot that they met through friends, because friends can always vouch for their friends. Like, if you're friends with my buddy, then of course you're at least a nice person.
It's one line of defense that comes down.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So how did things go when you guys met up?
You know, I brought over some dessert and a bottle of wine.
Dude, good move.
You should never show up to someone's house empty-handed.
Especially Brooks with no wine.
I'm mostly talking to Alexis because she's young, and I don't think she knows that yet.
I don't think a guy's ever brought anything to my house.
All right. And so how was dinner?
Right from the moment I walked in, obviously I hadn't seen her before, but she looked amazing and
cool.
Really good conversation over dinner. And true to her word, she's really good at cooking.
Ooh, what'd she cook?
Yeah, she made this awesome lasagna. It was incredible.
That means she took time, because lasagna is...
The layers.
Oh, it's time intensive.
Unless you get the Stouffer's one, you just pop that in the microwave.
One too.
Oh my God, it is good.
The Costco one's
awesome. That technically counts as homemade.
Yeah, I guess.
She's serving you lasagna for 32 people.
Yeah. So dinner went well. Did you guys do anything else?
So we finished dinner pretty quickly, and to overcome a little bit of awkward silence, I asked if she had Netflix and if she wanted to watch a movie. Because there was a really awesome movie on Netflix. You know, when I see a really funny movie or when I see something really good, I want to share it with other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that's why you asked. That's why everyone asks to watch Netflix, because they want to share in really great programming.
Okay.
So I put on Grown Ups 2 with Adam Sandler. Have you seen it? It's incredible.
That's what you liked?
Grown Ups 2?
It's not very romantic.
Yeah, it's an interesting first date choice.
I mean, I feel like if you're laughing and having a good time, that is romantic.
Yeah, but it's a questionable laugh. Yeah. You know, like, that is not a guaranteed laugh. Yeah.
Not everyone likes Adam Sandler either.
That's like you're hanging with your bros and maybe you smoke too much.
I mean, my strategy when I'm trying to show romantic movies to have, like, a really good-looking guy to get the other person in the mood.
Okay, so that they can close their eyes and not see your face
hanging
out with you?
Yeah.
That's genius.
I don't think you guys appreciate the comic genius that is Adam Sandler.
I don't.
I guess not.
It wouldn't turn me on, but, you know, that's okay.
What did she think of the movie?
She laughed. She laughed a little bit.
A little bit.
Sounds like a normal Adam Sandler response.
Yeah.
I mean, she laughed once.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we were eating pie, watching a movie, and I wanted to make a move, but I just couldn't find the right moment, and so that was kind of a bummer.
During grown-ups, too, you couldn't find a good moment?
It's pretty amazing. There's so many romantic pieces
in
that movie.
I know, that shocks me.
I still can't believe with David Spade and Kevin James on the screen.
Oh, yeah,
not getting turned on at all.
They're in it, too.
Oh, yeah, the whole crew, Chris Rock's in it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll better luck in Grown Ups 3.
Is there a third? How many grown ups are there?
I don't know.
How many times do they have to grow up in this movie?
So those guys are Saturday Night Live royalty. I don't know why, you're making fun.
It is true.
Yeah, no disrespect. So how did the night end for you?
So I just gave her a hug and I left her place.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems tame. That's okay.
And then one of my friends lives by, so we met up at a bar in the area, and we just had a couple of drinks. But here's the thing I regret is, you know, I was going kind of loose and was probably a little overconfident. And so I went back to her apartment.
What?
And it was probably around midnight or so,
maybe
a little after.
Wait, did you tell her that you were coming back or you just went back?
No, I just went back.
Oh.
What did she say? Did she answer the door?
No, she didn't answer, but from where I was parked, I could see that she had just turned off the light in her bedroom. And so, you know, that was when I realized that, like, you know, maybe it accidentally been a little creepy, I guess.
I mean...
Okay. I'm just picturing you standing outside her apartment drunk, hey, Sky, let me in. I'm confident enough to kiss you now.
That's such an Adam Sandler move.
That is.
Classic.
So have you reached out to Sky since the date?
Yeah, I did send her a couple of texts, but have not heard back.
Okay. All right.
All right, man. Well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Sky for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hang on. During the last song, I've been Googling most romantic Adam Sandler quotes of all time.
Oh, quotes. Okay. What'd you come up with?
Did anything even come up?
I'm actually excited for this.
I have a few contenders here. Ooh. First one. Now, that's what I call high-quality H2O.
Oh, water boy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Or maybe this one. Why don't you just go home, ball? Are you too good for your home?
Oh.
Answer me! Woo! Doesn't get much hotter than that one.
Oh,
wow. But if you're wondering, why am I bringing up these steamy Adam Sandler lines?
It's hot in here.
It's because
trying to turn somebody on?
One of our listeners, Barry, went on a date with a woman named Sky. She cooked them a meal at her place, and then Barry put on the movie Grown Ups 2 and waited for the perfect moment to go in for the first kiss, which shockingly never came.
Mm-hmm.
And his biggest regret is after he left her apartment, he had a few drinks and then returned around midnight with his liquid confidence, but she never answered the door.
Yeah. He returned uninvited.
She was scared.
It was almost that Romeo and Juliet balcony scene.
Almost.
The drunken balcony scene.
Uh-huh.
And now he's hoping that we can get a hold of her. Barry, how you feeling?
Good.
Okay, Barry, well, doesn't sound like you're too nervous for this then. I mean, Barry, there's a lot on the line. You like this girl. She cooked for you. Like, how are you really feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful. I've heard you guys work your magic before, so.
You must have.
Did you listen to this show?
Truth of the matter is, I've been single for a really long time, and Sky is just recently single, so I just, I don't want to let the opportunity go. You know, she's a catch, and I feel like she's not going to be single for long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Let's give it a shot here. I'm going to dial Sky's number, and we're going to get you a second date update. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sky.
This is her.
Hi, Sky. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. Hi. Hi, how are you?
Oh, her energy went up there when she started talking to us.
Wait, what is this?
We're a morning show.
Okay.
Okay, and we're doing something called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
I can hear they that smile coming through the phone.
Yeah.
But basically, a second date update works like this. If you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so somebody emailed us in regards to you. His name's Barry.
Yeah.
Before we
did you just wait? Did you just make a? That was a bad sound, Sky.
Yikes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, okay. Yeah, I know Barry.
No, it's okay. You don't have to fake it like you like him if you don't.
Okay.
But we're just trying to figure out why you've been avoiding him.
All right. Well, let me first say, I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Oh, man, that is a setup for something bad.
Yeah. She doesn't even say, like, he is a nice guy. She's like, I'm sure he is.
It was a blind date, so those are always risky.
Yes, they are always risky, but it was a blind date, but it was, like, through friends, so it felt kind of okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Barry has told us a lot about your date already, about how you guys met and that you cooked him some dinner over at your apartment, and he put on the movie Grown Ups 2.
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I hadn't seen Grown Ups 1, which I did tell him, but...
You don't need to see 1 to really make sense of 2. It's not a lot of plot line there.
It wasn't a book first.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was all right.
But honestly, it was not the movie that was, like, the issue. I don't really know everything that he told you, but before we even met, we were texting back and forth, and it was, like, it was fine, but then he was asking all these weird questions about my apartment, which seemed odd.
Like, what kind of questions?
Yeah, what?
Just, like, what my amenities were. Like, he used the word amenities.
do you think he was just nervous or something? Like,
well, no, it was definitely on purpose because he showed up to the date with a bag of laundry.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
We did his laundry on our date.
No.
No.
He did not tell us that.
No, he did not.
He didn't tell you that? That was kind of like the big thing.
Oh.
He showed up with a bag of laundry, and then I spent like a lot of time.
You actually did it?
Well, he couldn't seem to get my washer-dryer situation, so I was, like, explaining where the buttons were, and then I wound up helping him, like, sort through his darks and lights, and it was just so weird.
Can we?
What? What was his explanation? Like,
just that he doesn't have it in his building. Would it be okay if he did it here? But it was definitely a moment where I was like, oh, that's why he was asking about my amenities.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Maybe it was some kind of test to see if you're really wife material.
Well, date.
Guess what? Wives don't do laundry anymore, Jeffrey. It's not 1950 anymore.
I was like, I cooked for him. I did his laundry. I felt like his mom. Like,
yeah.
You sound perfect.
It does.
I
And he made you watch Grown Ups too.
Yikes.
Like the irony of this.
And he didn't even make a move.
Okay, so, and I don't know if you know about this, but he said after the date ended, he went out and then came back around midnight, hoping to see you.
So the movie ended, and I kind of didn't know how to end the situation. And he was like, you know, my friend lives down the street. Would you mind if I go and meet them for a couple of drinks while my stuff's in the dryer?
What?
And I was just like, yes. Like, I didn't know what to do.
He left his clothes at your place while he went out?
Wow.
Yeah, so he left, and then I just was, like, cleaning up our stuff. And then when his clothes were dry, I put them in a big bag and put them outside my door. And just kind of went to bed. And I did hear him knocking, but I was like, I mean, it's not like he forgot anything or like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, that makes sense.
Not
dude.
Only that, but he didn't even stay and do the dishes after you cooked for him. Like all of this. Were you dating a teenage boy?
Yeah. At first I was like, wait, do I not know how dating works anymore? And I was like, no, I think he doesn't know how dating works.
Oh my God.
This is crazy because he never mentioned anything about that to us.
No.
What? That was like the biggest thing that like I couldn't stop thinking about the whole time. We're eating dinner and I can hear it like tumbling around the wash.
Oh my God.
I wonder why he did that. And I really would like to ask him though, Sky, because I need to tell you, Barry's on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Oh.
What?
Man.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's a joke, right?
Like no, you're just kidding, it's not a joke. Right? Barry, you there?
I'm here.
Oh. Barry!
Hi.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, Best of luck. I don't know what to say to you.
Best of luck. That was the best response ever. Barry, what the hell are you thinking? You brought laundry over to her house?
Yeah.
She had a laundry machine.
Totally, but some of the dishwasher, you don't bring dishes over. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a dishwasher.
No, okay.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's not the point. Like, can't you see that that's overstepping, especially on a first date? Mm-hmm.
It also made me think, like, do you like me at all, or would you just go out with anyone who has a washing machine?
Oh, that's
I will say, in unit is pretty sexy. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's like, I like you a lot. I mean, like, the washer-dryer situation is a bonus, but I can Venmo you for the detergent. I should have offered.
No, that's fine. That's totally okay. We don't need to be friends on Venmo.
Oh, my God. Barry, no woman wants to be a mom to a boyfriend.
I didn't really think of it like that. You know, I thought it was kind of just like a bonding experience. It was like an activity we could do together.
Oh, because that's so fun.
Like a puzzle.
I mean, I could see it being romantic in an Adam Sandler movie, maybe, but in the real world, Barry, that's not really how it works.
That's not like couple goals.
No.
No.
I'll do my laundry at my grandma's from now on. So next time we'll have like a more normal date. Would that be okay?
Oh, you know, You know what? I think
Hold on, Sky. Don't go jumping to conclusions here.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's very important for me to ask right now if you would like to go out on one more date with Barry. We will pay for it. Maybe go to a laundromat. We'll just give you a big bag of coins.
Yeah, laundromat.
Do some laundry together.
I think I have to, like, trust my gut. And the idea that I was uncomfortable off the bat, it means, like, you don't go on a second date.
Yeah.
So.
Are you sure? I mean, I'll do your laundry, too.
Oh,
that's even weirder.
I'll fold your panties for you, girl.
Oh, God.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.